Welcome back to Mid-Ohio Valley Now. Again, I'm your host, Eric Little. Let's rejoin our conversation about entrepreneurship opportunities at Marietta College and PioPitch with Julie Harding, Katie Hall, and Annie Kubala.
How many students have participated in the past, and how many do you expect this year?
Eric, I should probably mention that PioBiz is the competition for students. PioPitch is where we always have businesses or entrepreneurs who are really outside the college come in. I mean, sometimes there are students as the student agency and other, but I just wanted to make sure people didn't think that if they come, they're hearing from students. That's more in PioBiz.
That's a very important differentiation to make because PioBiz, as we were talking about earlier, Katie mentioned this too, you could basically get your business launched with that seed money, whereas with PioPitch, the community can come and share ideas. It's really about a free exchange of ideas. But as far as the entrepreneurship program, I guess we'll say, how many students have participated in the past and how many do you think will take part this year in either one of these programs?
Well, the entrepreneurship program last year was the first year that we offered the minor. And so it's a program that I think we had 25 students maybe participate in the minor in the first year. Yeah. And so obviously we anticipate that that will continue to grow and develop, particularly as people realize that our focus on entrepreneurship isn't all about business. And so you don't have to be a business student. You don't have to be studying marketing or accounting or finance to have an entrepreneurship minor. It's more, are you someone who wants to learn how to identify problems and then develop solutions to those problems? And that can apply really to any career that you might be interested in.
Has PioPitch led to a new innovation or furthered an idea from what you've seen in the past?
We actually are going to have the opportunity to have someone come back who is a previous presenter. So at our September session, Laura Pitlick, who is the owner of Witten Whimsey, which is a business downtown, is coming back to PioPitch to tell us what has transpired since her first PioPitch, which when she presented the first time, she was just thinking about opening this business and gathering ideas and feedback. So we're actually going to see that come full circle. I believe she's been open a year now. And so she'll come back and tell us about what's happened in a year and a half since she was at PioPitch, a year since her business has been open.
And I could be wrong, but I don't know that a lot of nurses and doctors or lawyers or even broadcasters go back to the school in many cases a year after, 2 years after, and offer their experiences and say what they did right, what they did wrong. What does that open dialogue and an open exchange of ideas do for you?
So that's what is really great about, number one, Laura, because she's coming back, because she's been really involved on campus and she's always there to help out. So whenever I go down to her store at Front Street and I talk to her, she's always there. She always is there to offer advice. She wants to know what's going on campus, so she's been really involved. But for me, that just makes me like realize that other people really do care and that they want to help you, they want to offer you their advice because they've done it themselves, so they want to help somebody else along like down the road.
And Annie, how does the open dialogue and exchange of ideas help you in what you want to do?
The open dialogue is really helpful because like it allows me as a student to help these people who are like I see as like incredible entrepreneurs. And, like, them taking my advice is, like, you know, even them taking the time to hear my advice is what I really like about PioPitch. It doesn't matter if you're a student or if you are a community member that's, like, an expert, but it's awesome to be able to speak to these entrepreneurs who I think have awesome businesses downtown and, you know, give my advice.
Through either the PioPitch or the PioBiz programs, one thing that Katie and Annie, both of you, learn is the value of defending an idea or a concept you strongly believe in. Is that something that you would receive at any other point along the way, or is this kind of a new thing?
This has been sort of a newer thing for me. I've always wanted to do this, but it's definitely good to have constructive criticism. So that's really what I'm looking for with this program, partly because I'm very headstrong and I'm very meticulous and things like that. So having this program to have someone tell me if I'm wrong or if they think that I could do it like somewhere differently is a really good thing for me.
And again, the idea of defending something you strongly believe in.
I think it can be hard, and that's kind of why entrepreneurship is such a good class here, because, you know, you think you have a great idea, and you may, but it might not be perfect yet. So you need to, you know, go out and ask and prove that concept, and sometimes that can be hard because, you know, you think that it's a great idea, but you need to focus on, like, why, what problem is this solving? Is it solving a problem?
Toughest part of hearing feedback, good or bad?
Toughest part of hearing feedback is probably accepting that maybe I wasn't completely right the first time.
Yeah, I agree. That's how it is with me too.
And Julie, I want to go back to this too. College, and I think you probably feel the same way, is about the free exchange of ideas. How would every student benefit from participating in these programs?
I think there are a number of ways that they can benefit. A, they have the opportunity to directly interact with some very successful people in a very informal manner. This program is, we try to stress the informal nature so much that we actually give away free mugs, free coffee mugs at the beginning of the session so that people feel like the coffee goes with it. So that people feel like they are in a, you know, in a room drinking coffee together. And so we're trying to create that informal atmosphere. So I think just the opportunity to interact with these very successful individuals is a big part of it.
Certainly helps too, probably, to connect business and industry to college students. What does that do for the fabric of the school?
I think anything we can do to connect business and business owners and those who have experiences with students is really, really important. Something that doesn't necessarily have to do directly with PioPitch, but that we're very excited about is these two ladies and several other entrepreneurship students are attending a networking event designed specifically to connect them with potential mentors and coaches. So lots of business leaders will be in that room. And it also pushes students outside their comfort zone. You can feel very comfortable in a classroom setting with your peers and even your professor, but once you have to step out and, you know, talk with these individuals who've had very, very successful careers, that can be a little intimidating. So we want them to have that opportunity as often as possible so that it becomes very very comfortable and just second nature to them.
And what's it like from the other side? What kinds of feedback are you getting from these business leaders? Are they glad to take part in this and kind of help mold the minds of tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. As I was putting together this, working with our other organizers, putting together our series of speakers this summer, what I heard over and over again was an interest in giving back. When someone has reached a certain level of in business, they want to share their experiences. They want to help the next generation. And so I think that feeling of giving back is very, very important to many people, and that's what this program offers.
We'll wrap things up with Julie Harding, Katie Holland, Andy Kubala in just a moment, but first this break. You're listening to Mid-Ohio Valley Now.